All right, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, glad to be here. McCamley Field, Portage Central High School is our location here, a neutral field for today's regional final game here between Lumen Christi and Schoolcraft. And the hiatus has ended. It's been a long time since we've been at a football game. And, you know, it's almost it's weird here at the field, Brian, and this is a really new stadium and actually really very nice. And you look at around the track, and they've got the snow piled up, obviously, where they cleaned the field up. But out on the field, if you can block out the rest of it, looks like it, with the sunshine, it might as well be 65 and you know, in September, the way the field looks.
Yeah, you're kind of worried when you see this on the calendar thinking, oh, man, what kind of elements are we going to be in store for? Yeah. But you're right, Steve. For outside of a few snowbanks, yeah, we're looking like this could still be a nice November evening.
Yeah. Well, and kudos to the MHSAA. It seems like an easy choice when you think about it, but doing it here in the afternoon sun rather than, well, in the late morning sun, I guess, technically, doing it this time of day rather than trying to do it on a Friday night just makes it bearable. And while I think building up to it this week, we came prepared to be out in the elements, sitting in the bleachers with the fans, and fortunately we get to be in this maybe the nicest press box we've seen all year here, and comfortably out of the elements and ready to bring you some exciting high school football.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like you said, it's been, I guess I need to count the days. We're going to guess maybe 60 since last time we've been together.
Like that, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people were ready to kiss 2020 goodbye and get into 2021, but we still have a little bit of unfinished business in 2020, and that's to find out our football state champions.
Yeah, and I think certainly for the students, they've got to be excited that they get to finish this out, particularly Lumen Christi, who going through a regular season that was unusual for them, it's certainly in recent school history, to have a losing record at the end of the regular season, and now kind of on a little winning streak, starting to feel a little bit more like Lumen Christi football. They've gotten to 5-4 on the year, and they come in here on a bit of a hot streak since entering the postseason, including last week's dominating performance, especially in the trenches. The offensive defensive line were the difference maker against Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, and you've been getting a lot of really great play the last few games we saw from Chunky Willis. And part of me wonders if they lose a little bit of that rhythm that they had kind of gained with the layoff, and you hope that they can get that back quickly.
Yeah, you know, for all the teams that are left, I'm sure that's the good news, bad news. Lumen Christi is a great example. Really got hot at the end, played great football the last time out. And but, you know, on the flip side of that, they, if my sources are correct, they are getting back 3 or 4 healthy bodies that they expect to be contributors today. So, you know, yes, there's the rust, and you kind of lose out on the momentum, but on the other side, you get some people back. So, good news, bad news.
Yeah, and that's kind of most teams, I'm sure, experiencing a little bit of that good news of getting to have guys at 100% health. And, you know, even without a lot of tough practice time, you know, those guys are going to come in here fresh. So, if nothing else, you might see maybe a drop off in some conditioning. A really good program, you wouldn't worry about that because the kids are doing that stuff on their own in their off time. But so you may have a little bit of conditioning loss, but really healthy, and two teams at full strength at this point.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good point about the conditioning. Even the most diligent athletes that are, you know, trying to stay in shape, nothing still quite prepares you for games.
Right.
And so we might see a little bit of conditioning and obviously maybe a little rust. I'm expecting, you know, maybe a few more false start penalties or some, you know, kind of like those type of things. But hey, you're in the quarterfinals, ready to go. So,
yeah. Interesting tidbit here from Lumen. They have not played a home game since October 2nd. So even the end of the regular season was all on the road, and of course all of their postseason games have been road games. And meanwhile, Schoolcraft has been at home the whole time. So even though this is closer to Schoolcraft than it is to Lumen, got to be a little bit of an odd feeling, a little bit of a road trip feeling for Schoolcraft to be. So the neutral field, I think that plays a little bit to Lumen's favor.
A little road warrior.
Yeah.
but it is kind of funny. You don't often get to say, our last home game was 3 months ago.
Right.
In high school football season.
And we were there. They beat Battle Creek Harper Creek that day. And it was significantly warmer than it is today. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back with a little more. Our pregame coverage here on WKHM. All of our sponsors from before the break still with us. So a shout out to Grimes Plumbing on the pregame. You never know when you'll need a plumber, but when you do, Grimes Plumbing is there for you. Online at GrimesCompany.com. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM. 23. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We are here at McCamley Field, Portage Central High School, and we're just enjoying the pregame for Grimes Plumbing. 12 minutes up on the clock. We're going to get a few announcements here in the stadium. The Lumen Christie Titans lined up in their white jerseys, gold pants, holding onto the helmets as we get ready for the anthem. Let's take another two-minute break here on the pregame for Grimes Plumbing. We'll be back with kickoff on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here pregame. We got the officials meeting at the midfield mark there. A little last minute preparation for the officials, a little last minute huddle for the Titans and Schoolcraft. Makes their way to the sideline. I mentioned white jerseys, gold trousers for the Titans and their gold helmets. Schoolcraft gold helmets, gold trousers, but a purple jersey with gold letters. So easy to tell these two teams apart out in the field, despite the similarities in their uniforms. The differences are much more stark.
The thing I'm excited about is I didn't realize I was in the booth with my father, who would refer to those as trousers as well. Didn't know Steve all of a sudden became 78 years old. But
it's been a long time since we did a game together.
New year, new Steve. New trousers.
Vocabulary. All right. Well, we get the kids out onto the field here. Titans have elected to kick off here. Schoolcraft lining up to receive as we wrap up the pregame for Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you'll need a plumber, but when you do, Grimes Plumbing is there for you. Online at GrimesCompany.com. A duo of Schoolcraft Eagles looking to return this kick. And looks like we've got Jet Gott. And over on the other side, it appears to be Jimmy Downs.
Yeah, I noticed that Jet Gott and his brother Tag Gott. You got to be cool brothers with Jet and Tag names.
We'll see how cool they are now, because it looks like Jet will return at the 10-yard line, taking it to the left sideline, up to the 25, and forced out of bounds by the Titans. And that is Caden Martinez on the stop.
And Jet, I'll say, showed some speed. Not sure if it was enough to really solidify the name Jet, but there was a little speed I saw.
He had some wheels.
Yeah.
Or jets, as it were. 27-yard line to start first and 10 here for Schoolcraft.
27.
Eagles break the huddle. And we've got a shotgun formation with the QB there. Alex Toll takes a snap. Jet sweep, and it's handed off. And a big collision there at the 29-yard line, and he comes down at the 30. Made the tackler pay for bringing him down, but they'll get about 3 yards on first down on the carry there, Jimmy Downs.
What's kind of cool is not a huge crowd here. I think just parents, for the most part, allowed in. But players on both sides bringing energy. You can hear both sidelines.
Shotgun again, four wide, back to pass on second down, and fakes a jump throw, and they're going to bring him down in the backfield. Lumen Christie, pressure coming from all sides. I think you're going to credit the sack to Brody Dalton.
Yeah, I think him and Gilbert Wallace kind of met at the same time, so up here in the booth, we'll give credit to both.
Yeah. Wallace, Gilbert, I think it's Wally Gilbert, actually.
We've made that mistake, at least I have before. Sorry, Wally.
That's all right. We caught it early. It's not our fault. They reversed that from all the rest of the names on the roster. Empty backfield, five wide now for Schoolcraft on 3rd and 12 after the sack, and we'll get a false start penalty against Schoolcraft. So move it back 5 yards and make it 3rd down and 18.
And there's kind of one of those first rush penalties that we discussed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I fully expect to kind of see early on, especially the defense just being a little ahead of the offense.
Sure.
You know, don't need quite the timing that the offense needs. And
well, and early on, Lumens responded to what one of our questions was, is this is a Schoolcraft team who scored over 40 points in most of their games. And in this case, so far, they've gotten them on a 3rd and long situation, empty backfield again, as the running back went in motion, rolling out now. Toll looking to throw under pressure, gets the throwaway up the sideline, and it's incomplete at the 50-yard line. Intended receiver on the play was Jake Olvit. And that'll bring up 4th and long, and the punt unit will come out for the Eagles. So the Lumen Christi defense getting the best of Schoolcraft here on the first possession.
And I think that's big for Lumen. As you said, 7 of 9 Schoolcraft games, they had 42 or more points, and Lumen being kind of more reliant upon the run, kind of the ground and pound, you don't want to fall behind a team 14 points and feel like you got to get out of your game plan. So that's a big opening stop.
Now Lumen can kind of do what they've done. When they've won, they've done very well is ball control. And the punt's going to bounce and roll, taking, it gets a good extra 15 yards at the end on the end-over-end roll, down to the Lumen Christi 35-yard line where it's downed. And so the Titans have pretty good field position. They got a lot of field to work with. And again, I think Lumen's at their best when they have a time-consuming drive. They could eat up, if they could eat up 5-6 minutes here with this, they would end score at the end of it, or at least flip the field position back in their favor. I think they'll be pleased with the start so far. Not uncommon for Lumen Christi to have an advantage over Schoolcraft. They have not lost to them. I was only able to find 2 meetings between these two teams. Lumen Christi won both of them, including last year, 2019, excuse me, a 35-30 win. Under center, Teddy Ehlers in the give is to Wilson out around the left end. And he's met there, but he stays on his feet, shuffling forward, and gets about 4 yards on the initial carry here. So 2nd down and 6. Let's make it 5. 2nd down and 5 for the Titans. That familiar little handoff off tackle to Nick Wilson. And he had some very big games for the Titans, especially later in the year.
Yeah, all the Titan games that we've done, you know, we expect to see steady doses of Nick Wilson and Basil Hampton with the game plan of just kind of staying ahead of the chains, getting in these 2nd and 5s.
And they come up to the line of scrimmage. I formation, and we'll get a whistle. And the timeout.
Yeah, I think Lumen noticed the play clock running down.
Timeout of the half.
Official timeout.
Oh, it's an official timeout? No, they credit that to Lumen. So let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back. 9:21 to play. Scoreless here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM.
At the 45, 2nd down and 5 yards, give us to Nick Wilson off tackle again. And he's brought down with forward progress is going to give him about a yard. So we'll bring up 3rd and... Oh, they're going to be generous, give him 2, 3rd and 3 here.
Yes, so far, 2 plays, 2 fairly generous spots, I feel.
Yeah.
Everyone wanting to start 2021 in a nice giving way. Everybody's friendly.
Winner of this one plays next week against the winner of a game between New Lothrop and Detroit Loyola that kicks off at noon today. There's a give to Wilson on 3rd down, and the Schoolcraft sideline pleased. He's going to get about 2, but that still leaves him a yard shy of the sticks.
First big decision of 2021 coming up here for Lumen.
Oh, and actually that's a Basil Hampton run.
4th and 1, I kind of am expecting Lumen to go ahead and go for it, even though they're on the Schoolcraft or their own side of the field.
So 44-yard line here, 4th and 1. Titans working their way to midfield, and the offense has stayed out there, so they didn't hesitate. They think they can get a yard when they need it. Ehlers keeps, does dive over that 45-yard line marker out to the 46, and that's going to move the chains for the Titans. So the first down of 2021 for Lumen Christie with 8:31 to play.
We've seen Teddy Ehlers have a lot of success on that quarterback dive. You know, a lot of teams are just hoping to get that yard. I've seen Teddy get 2, 3, 4 yards on that quarterback, yeah. Keep the line getting a good surge there.
Titans break the huddle quickly to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers split right. I formation. Ehlers under center, takes the snap. And the give is to Hampton. Off tackle to the right this time. And he's brought down by a flock of Eagles after he gets a gain of about 2 yards.
And we mentioned Jack Gott, younger brother, sophomore, Tag Gott, linebacker, in there leading the way on that tackle for Schoolcraft.
8-1 Eagles this year. They're only lost to a Chelsea Bulldogs team that's still playing. So they've played some tough competition. Pitch out to Hampton on second down, and he gets to the edge, loses his footing, tripped up a little bit. He still manages to grab about 4 yards, so it's going to be a third down and 3 for the Titans again here, now in Eagles territory.
I think I saw a flag come down, though. What looked like probably going to be a Titan hold, I'm guessing.
Little discussion about the penalty call here between the officials.
Titan players already marching backwards, so...
There's the hold signal. And they'll walk it back. And the Eagles faithful here, directly below us, pleased with the call. And it makes it second down at about 13 for Lumen Christie. And again, I don't think it does the Titans any favors to be in those long yardage situations. They just don't. They have the ability, but I don't think they want to go to that well and have to throw early in the game.
Yeah, I agree. And especially in these conditions, I know the conditions are good for the time of the year, but still cold, kind of hard to grip the ball.
They do hand it off on the fullback dive play here. That's going to get them back to midfield, not much more. And on the run there, I think it was Cole Simpson.
Yeah, Cole Simpson, one of the players that has been out for Lumen and just now getting back healthy. Talking to one of the coaches before the game, he thought that would be a nice little boost for Lumen to get Cole back in the game.
Third and 11. And we got 4 wide for Ehlers out of the shotgun. Hampton is the running back. Ehlers pulls it down, loses his footing, and that's going to bring up 4th down and 11 for Lumen Christie in a punt situation. So they eat up a little bit of clock. You want to get a good punt here to flip that field position on Schoolcraft. But with 6:46 to play first quarter, we're still scoreless here at WKHM. Our first quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com online. Even today, in the midst of a lovely Saturday afternoon, if you need Mark Konopacki and his team, you call them up and they'll be there. The drain experts.
King Dalton ready to give a boot for Lumen here.
A little bit of a low snap, but he picks it up cleanly. Good punt. It gets away. It's caught about the 22, fair caught. And so that is where Schoolcraft will get their offense back in action.
Dalton did a good job just to field that snap kind of low right in his shoestrings. Those are the kind of ones that can be difficult. And not only fielded it well, but got a good boot.
Yeah, not a real high punt, but it the way that Gott kind of caught that one, if he bobbles at it all, that ends up being a potential, because he caught that up above his head. Normally, you'll see the punt receiver take it down low. Quick out pass on first down for the Eagles, and The receiver vaults over the defender, but in doing so, loses the football. But it squirts out of bounds before a Lumen Christie Titan can land on it. And so that works out okay for Schoolcraft. Second down and 5 from the 30.
Yeah, almost had our first big play of the game as that ball fumbled and trickling toward the sideline. Thought Lumen was going to be able to pounce on it, but
4 wide for the Eagles, and they go with a handoff. Squirts in between the center and the guard there and grabs a couple of yards, actually. So third down and about 2 here for Schoolcraft from their own 32-yard line. On the carry there was Tag got Tag with 2 G's. And he's in the backfield now again with Alex Toll. 4 wideouts. Toll looking to pass. Quick out route to the receiver, and it's caught. First down yardage. Brought down shy of the 40-yard line. Depending on the spot, it looks like it's going to be right about in between the 38 and 39-yard line. But it is a first down. And Jimmy Downs on the reception.
Is that our first down?
First Schoolcraft first down.
Oh, okay.
Lumen did get one.
That's right, yeah.
Second first down. Trip receiver is right for Toll. He goes to the left in the running back out of the backfield, and that is, again, Gott. He's pushed out of bounds just before he gets to midfield. Oh, they actually had him stepping out a little earlier than I thought. Put him at the 47, second down and 2. And again, they go with 4 wide, spreading it right out here. Toll out of the shotgun, now back to throw. Looking downfield, up the middle, has a man in the slot, and it's caught. He's tackled, but not before a big gain into tight territory to the 29-yard line. On the reception there was Harmon DeVries, senior, and he's looks from here to be about 6'5".
Yeah, we don't have the measurements on our program, but yeah. You're right, that's a big drink of water.
And they're back to throw again, wasting no time. Schoolcraft across the middle. And the throw a little behind the receiver, so it does fall incomplete. Intended receiver on the play is Jet Gott.
You know, we were told Schoolcraft, and we saw the amount of points they put up. We were told they kind of like to spread it out and hurry up, but you got to get a couple positive plays first to get going. And Lumen did a good job the first drive of keeping that from even, you know, getting those engines going. But here they kind of got it going, so Lumen's going to have to bow up here.
4:44 to play, still scoreless. Schoolcraft, though, in Lumen territory at the 30, second down and 10. And snap a little high, but he brings it down. Gets it to Gott, who cuts up and into the 20. Collision there and falls forward for another 4 yards. Down to about the 15-yard line is Tag Gott for the big gain. And Schoolcraft moves the chains one more time. And it's first down and 10 from the Titan 16.
It looked like that was Colin Morrow on that tackle, and Gott kind of hit him more than Morrow hit Gott.
Out of the shotgun here, Toll, and he'll keep it. Pulls it right down, designed run play. He's going to get about 2. And the Titans stop him, but second down, and you know, let's call it 3 yards there on the carry. Second down and 7. Schoolcraft continues to rack up some positive yardage, and they do that. You'll see this a lot in high school where all the players just look over to the sideline for the signal of the next play. No huddle. And Toll out of the shotgun here, got in the backfield, and 4 wide receivers. 3 of them are split left. This one is a handoff to Gott, and he is brought down immediately for a loss on the play. Several Titans penetrating, but it's Benjamin Lafier, or excuse me, Brody Dalton, the king, who makes that tackle.
Yeah, that was Brody, and Brody showing some emotion after that sack, too, which is good. Again, without the amount of fans here, you kind of got to bring your own energy, especially 11 a.m. kickoff. I think most of these kids are still in bed, usually.
3:06 to play first quarter, third down and 10 yards.
Come on, Ralph.
Toll out of the shotgun, and this time he's back to throw. Rolling out to the right. He's under pursuit, and the ball's loose. And are they going to say it was an incomplete pass? But he tried to throw it underhand to a guy. Couldn't get it away, and the Titans followed it, but it doesn't look like they're going to let the possession change hands, to the chagrin of the Titan coaching staff in the booth next to us.
Yeah, that was Ralph Golden bringing kind of a little blitz action off the right side, getting to the quarterback, and, you know, even though that was underhand, you can still throw it forward underhanded, so it's the incomplete pass.
Yep. Fourth down and 10. No thoughts of a field goal kick here, so empty backfield for Toll, back to throw. Under pursuit again, and he's going to get brought down at the 30. Two Titans in the backfield with him. Ralph Golden and Benjamin Lafirek there, and they sandwiched him. And a big defensive stand there for the Titans. It looked almost inevitable that the Eagles were going to get in the end zone and put some points up. Instead, the Titan defense muscled up and pushes them back to the 30-yard line where they'll take over on downs.
Yeah, the Schoolcraft coaching staff might have to take a look and say, hey, we might need to find number 24, because that's two plays in a row where Ralph Golden has just come untouched, unabated to the quarterback and sending a message.
Yeah, and by the way, great pursuit by Golden, too. He looked very spry in chasing down that quarterback. On first down here for Lumen, a jet sweep handoff that goes to our Cole Simpson on the carry, and he's going to get about 3 yards. Well-designed play, so even though Schoolcraft did a relatively good job of shutting it down, you still get 3 yards on it, and the Titans get their drive back the other way going. We're at second down and 7 from the Titans' 33-yard line. Teddy Ehlers under center. Two receivers out there. In the backfield is Nick Wilson, but looking to throw Ehlers, and he's got a man. It's Griffin Dancer, who makes the catch at about the 39-yard line, hit immediately. Great open field tackle, but the Titans manage positive yardage again, and it'll bring up a third down, and just about one for Lumen Christi.
I think if I was Ehlers, I'd like looking Griffin Dancer's way, too, at 6'4". He just looks like a big target. He can throw it anywhere near him, and Griffin looks like he'd come down with it.
We've seen him do that at times. So a short yardage play, and they go to the Ehlers QB sneak, and he gets the distance again. So the Titans will move the chains just beyond the 40-yard line. They'll put it right at the 41, and the Titans move the sticks. Give themselves four more tries, 10 yards, with a minute 31 to play in the first quarter. Scoreless here at McCamley Field at Portage Central High School.
We're kind of expecting, we said pregame, that the defense might just be a little bit ahead of the offense. And I don't know if it's that or just two good defensive teams. Maybe a combination, but both teams kind of feeling each other out right now.
Simpson in motion, and it looks like we had some movement from the Titans. Still get a false start, and they'll take a penalty that's going to move them back 5 yards. And there's the other thing we thought in the pregame, some of those procedure penalties, mistakes.
And we've seen a couple, but boy, teams that have made it this far, generally speaking, are a little bit more disciplined than so. But we've seen a couple.
Titans rush up to the line. Ehlers under center. Wilson is the lone back. And Titans send someone in motion again. And now we get some whistles. And let's see the discussion here. Some finger pointing as to what was going on. I'm not exactly sure what the complaint is.
I guess they said the wrong Titans weren't all lined up properly.
First and 15, Ehlers, kind of a read option. He keeps it, but there are too many Eagles in the backfield with him. And so they'll move it back another yard, second and about 16. With 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Back and forth, ebb and flow to this, but it has not. Neither team's really looked to be dominant at this point. And I think we might be in for a classic here this afternoon as we work our way toward noon. At WKHM, we're streaming this game online at WKHM.com, and you can also hear it on our Facebook page, if you prefer. If you're catching this in the car and you're about to get home.
Yeah, and I think you can take a little break, because I think the Titans aren't going to take another snap this quarter.
The clock has run out, and so scoreless after one. We're back in a minute on WKHM and WKHM.com. So we'll flip sides, and the Titans now moving right to left on your radio dial on a second and 16, 12 minutes on the clock. Thanks again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for their first quarter sponsorship. They've been on board with us all season for high school sports and for many other sponsorships. Again, a big thank you to Mark Konopacki and the team. Ehlers under center. He's back to throw. Right down the middle, open, and caught. It's dropped. They're going to call it incomplete. He had it in his hands. The impact of the tackler jarred it loose just enough, and it popped out. Ralph Golden was open and made the catch. It would have been enough for a first down and then some, but we'll bring up third and long now.
Yeah, and Ralph hung on to that. We could have called this, you know, maybe the best 5 minutes of Ralph Golden's young football career, because he made two big sacks, and that was going to be a nice big first down catch. Couldn't quite hang on, but that was a good job by the Schoolcraft defensive back to hit him and jar that loose.
Third and long, and we'll see what Coach Brogan can draw up here. Big set here for the Titans. And now we get some movement on the line, and they'll make a third and about 21.
Fast start. On the offense. 5 yards, penalty.
And you know what? We are going to just chalk this up to not having played in 58 days.
Yeah. Second quarter of the broadcast here brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. Free shuttle. They'll give you a ride if you drop off your car for some repair work at the body shop.
Will they shuttle you anywhere? Or just back
so. Home? Work or home, I imagine, is probably the most common, but I bet they'll drop you off at the casino.
Take me to the airport. Test that out.
Try it out. Four wide now for the Titans, and they give it to Simpson through the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles, and for a second it looked like he might have a shot. He does get about 8 yards on the carry, but it's short of the first down sticks, and so fourth and 12. 13. Fourth and 13. We'll see the Titans punt unit on the field again.
Now let's hope this snap is a little. And again, you know, something little as snapping the ball for long snaps for punts. Those are the little things that when you don't play in 50 days, but can be big factors in this game.
Dalton's heels on the 26-yard line. Gets the punt away. It's nice and high. Going to the sideline, though. And I'm interested to see where they put that at. And the official was walking up and down the sideline, so they got it at the 46. So just back into Eagles territory, but their best starting field position of the day so far.
Yeah, that was about a net gain of about 14 yards on that punt.
Stay tuned at the half. We've got the This Week in High School Sports segment with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. 10:59 to play in this half. Toll out of the shotgun. Four wideouts. He's back to pass. Throws it quickly to the left side. Wide open at the sideline. He's going to get just to the first down marker. And be forced out of bounds. Again, Harmon DeVries, the long senior receiver for Schoolcraft.
It's funny, Schoolcraft, they kind of get up to the line quickly, but then they do take their time where everybody kind of looks over, gets the signal from the coach.
Three wide receivers to the right for Toll. He's going to pull it down and run immediately. And they had actually said that it was second and one, so they had DeVries out of bounds before the marker. So that does move the chains And that's first and 10 for Schoolcraft. Now in Lumen territory on the 43-yard line.
Definitely a difference in offensive philosophy of these two teams. Schoolcraft really spreading things out, going a little faster.
Shotgun for Toll. This time it's a give to the running back in the ball on the turf again, but he's able to dive on it before anyone else can get there. So a near fumble for Tech Gott, but he does keep possession of the football. It's about three times now we've seen footballs get loose out there out of Schoolcraft ball carrier's hands. So that could turn into turnovers eventually.
Yeah, one of these times that's going to break Lumen's favor, and they're going to come up with that. And you get the feeling that this game could be decided on some big play like that.
There's the snap for Toll, back to throw, looking to the left. Little low, bounces off the hands, incomplete. And the intended receiver there looks like it's Jimmy Downs.
You know, we're right next to the Lumen Christi coaches booth, and you can tell how well scouted they have as they're lined up. The coaches up here are definitely yelling what play is happening. They've been correct most of the time.
Spread it out here again, and Toll takes the snap, rolling out to the right, looking to throw. And now he's going to get some pressure. They're chasing him down. Now he's trying to elude. Does throw it away. Complete at the 40 up the sideline. Big collision at the 33-yard line. But that is going to be close to a first down for Schoolcraft. Good scrambling there by Toll. He's been sacked a number of times today. This time he's able to elude the defenders long enough to get a throw away.
Yeah, it's all kind of looking like Patrick Mahomes there, kind of backtracking and moving all over and throwing from the side.
So they put it at the 34-yard line, which is a yard shy of the first down marker, fourth down and one.
We'll say this is the biggest play of the first half so far. I'm going to designate it as
you're
that.
Taking the reins and making that call. There's the handoff, and he's got the first down. The 31-yard line. Jimmy Downs on the carry. 9:41 to play. We're still scoreless, but now four more chances here for the Eagles. Moving deeper into Lumen territory. They got about this deep on their last possession before Lumen turned them away.
Man, Schoolcraft, who's been spreading it out, that time they kind of came with the full house backfield and looked pretty powerful doing so.
Big set again here with I formation. Pitch out is to Downs to the left side. He's looking to get the edge. Now he turns it upfield and goes up high, and the tackler goes low. He came down hard, but he'll get about 2 yards on the carry, second down and eight from the 29-yard line.
Give credit to Cole Simpson, Lumen Christi, for the tackle on that one. First half kind of going by pretty quickly. We're here already under the 9-minute mark of the second quarter. It's going by a lot faster since we're up here in the booth in the warm than it would be if we were down there sitting in the bleachers.
Three wide receivers here for Thole, and it looks like timeout for Schoolcraft.
Timeout.
So let's take a break here. 30 seconds on the broadcast. 8:33 to play first half. 0-0 our score on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the clock here, second quarter. Titans and Eagles, Lumen Christi and Schoolcraft. Our second quarter brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. And the huddle just now breaking for the Eagles. The Titans on the field waiting on the second down and eight play here at the Lumen Christi 29-yard line. Schoolcraft sustaining a drive again, looking to get some points up. Throw out of the shotgun. And he'll pitch it. Eludes a defender. They had a guy in the backfield that missed the tackle, but they do still get him at the line of scrimmage. And on the carry is Tag Cott for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, Benjamin Laffier got in there. As you said, he was just eluded a little bit, but it did force him up the middle where Dalton was able to meet him. So, although didn't get the tackle, still changed his direction.
Oh, yeah. Being disruptive a lot here for the Titans, especially when they start getting backed up against their end zone.
What the hell are we doing?
Out of the shotgun here for Dole, back to throw. He's got some time. Gets it away. And well covered. Trying to hit the receiver on the sideline. Intended receiver on the play as Jet got. But really covered up like a blanket over there by Colin Morrow.
Yeah, I was looking out there. Connor Fitzpatrick, Colin Morrow, Brody Dalton, all back in coverage. Really blanketing the Schoolcraft receivers.
So a 4th and 8. Here's another chance for the Titan defense to hold up and get the football back to their offense. Shotgun here with trip receivers to the right. Tight formation there. Rolling out to the right of Stoll. Now throwing back to the opposite side of the field. And that's not going to work out. Strong tackle in the backfield. The King brings him down again. Brody Dalton catches him for a loss. The trickery, misdirection from Schoolcraft didn't fool King Dalton, and he brings him down, and the Titans get the football back. So once again, under duress, deep in their own end of the field, and the Titans defense stands up and makes a big play, and they get the football back with 7:37 to play in the first half, and we're still scoreless. I think the lower scoring game favors the Titans.
Yeah, I believe so too. And you know, Schoolcraft, I think they thought, okay, we're going to take advantage of Ralph Golden's aggressiveness coming out that end, but Lumen Christie defensive staff had that well prepared and still had people there to cover up and catch him on that screen pass.
Titans out of the shotgun, rolling out the pass, Ehlers. Now he's going to have to elude some tacklers, and he does. He's going to turn it into a gain. Gets down to the 35, so it's about 2 yards. As he does get wrapped up around the helmet. A lot of times you'd see a face masking call come with that tackle, but no call in 2nd down and 8.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever got to the face mask, but it sure did look like something right off the playground playing Red Rover, maybe. It's kind of clotheslined him.
Ehlers on the scramble, gains 2 yards, 2nd down and 8 for the Titans with 7:02 to play in the second quarter, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. And Ehlers hands off to Wilson this time. Starts to look for a place in the line, puts the brakes on, and then the Eagles smash him. He did get back up, looks like, to the line of scrimmage, nothing more, 3rd down and 8. And we've only seen a couple carries for Wilson up to this point in the game. He was a huge part of their offense in the weeks leading up to the shutdown.
Yeah, and so far when Wilson has the ball, just no place to go.
Yeah, good job by the Eagles defensive line there. And it's a good-sized defensive line. They match up well with the O-line for the Titans. Ehlers under center. And he's rolling out to throw to the right, and he's got a man in the flat, caught but brought down before he can get to the sticks. Really only about a 3-yard gain to Cooper Keene, and the Titans will punt it away here on 4th and 5.
Yeah, right now, if you're one of those football purists that just like seeing good two defensive teams go at it, or maybe you're sprinkled a little bit on the under. Either way, you're happy watching this game today.
5:45 to play, and we'll have another punt from the Titans. Dalton catches the snap. Good snap. Kick is away. It's high again to the right side. Bounces at the 35. Rolls inside the 30 to the 29. And that is where Schoolcraft's offense will come back on the field and see if they can't get themselves back inside Lumen's 30-yard line again. It's been a bend-don't-break kind of day so far for the Titans defensive squad. You'd like to see them turn on that extra defensive effort down on this end of the field and maybe give them some better field position for their offense.
You know, in one way, it feels like, well, Schoolcraft's offense is having a little easier time than the Lumen offense. But at the same time, when it's that way, and we're down to 5 minutes to go in the half and still 0-0, that kind of benefits Lumen Christie.
Box, box, box. Box, box, box.
Trip receivers. Everybody's to the right side, and it's a pitch out to Gott. And the Titan defense all over it. He's going to struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage at the 29. And I don't know if he did. Again, that's Tag Gott, the sophomore of the Gott Bros. I mean, we're assuming they're brothers.
Yeah.
It'd be odd for them to be cousins or something that have names like Tag and Jet.
Jet Gott. What kind of name is Gott? Is that Dutch?
Not sure. So, yeah, second down and 10 from their own 29. Spread it out wide here. Two receivers to each side for Thole. With Gott in the backfield. Takes the snap. Looking to throw. He's got a little bit of time. Gets the throw away. It's downfield. And caught at the 40-yard line. Let him just right. And Jimmy Downs gets the hands out and catches it. The momentum carried him out of bounds. Otherwise, he maybe takes that to the house. Sideline was the best defender on that play. And, gosh, he threw that. That traveled in the air about 35, 40 yards.
Yeah, that was a beautiful throw. And here Connor Fitzpatrick and Cole Simpson both over there kind of on the coverage and probably both thinking that that was out of range, but he showed some arm strength there.
Yep. 4:35 to go here in the half, and it's at the 41. In Lumen territory. Four wide receivers. This time they hand off to Gott up the middle, and he's untouched into the secondary. Over the 30, spins away from a tackler down to the 25, and that's the biggest run play of the day for the Eagles. And they get into that danger area where the Titans defense has been able to get stops.
Yeah, Schoolcraft's last three drives, you know, they moved the ball fairly quickly, but then they get down here inside the 30, and it's where Lumen's D kind of shown up.
Yeah, they kind of need to be a little more wide open. I think the play calling has gotten a little more conservative when they get down deep, and they need to just open it back up, spread it out.
Well, hopefully for Lumen's sake, it stays conservative down here.
Four wide. And this time they handed it off to Gott, and he's off tackle and untouched again for about 7 yards. Scampers, he'll get eight at least, down to the 17-yard line. Second down and two in the red zone now for Schoolcraft. 3:40 to play in the half. We're still scoreless, but Schoolcraft threatening again here. Big play time for that Lumen defense. The defensive line and the linebackers for the Titans have been stellar when they've had to be. And I'd say that's what's going on right now. We get a flag, and it's going to be a false start against Schoolcraft. So a little help for the Titans in the form of a procedure penalty. But second down now and 7.
And those, you know, all false start penalties are not created equally. The false start on a 2nd and 2 at the 17 is a lot bigger deal than they're at midfield. So maybe that's the penalty the Titans defense needs here.
3:15 to play, clock running. Hull takes the snap, a pitch out to Gott, and he's going to get to the edge, turn it up. He is hit there. He's going to barrel over the defender, and he's almost to the 15. Let's see what the spot is. But that was a tackle there for Lumen Christie, Connor Fitzpatrick. And they'll spot that right at the just shy of the 15, so it's third down and about an inch.
And that was a good tackle by Fitzpatrick, but again, Gott is the one doing the hitting there from the offensive side, taking his momentum and getting that extra 2 yards.
Third and short here, big set for Schoolcraft. And they'll give it to Jimmy Downs. He's going to get the first down and get down to just inside the 11-yard line. And so it'll be first and 10 for Schoolcraft, and they could conceivably grab another first down without scoring. But they've really looked in rhythm on this drive, and Lumen Christie has been, this is the worst their defense has looked all day today, or at least Schoolcraft's figured something out to give themselves a little more space, especially when running the football. 2:07 to play in the half.
Maybe this is where Lumen picks up one of those fumbles.
This would be a great time for it. Give to Jimmy Downs, And he bounces it outside. He's tackled there. He's going to get about 3 yards. A flag comes in, which I would expect would be a holding.
Although I'm not sure I saw any linemen there where they threw it. I don't know if that's going to be a face mask or...
I thought the flag came in before that, before there was any contact.
Gotcha.
I saw that fly in. That's my expectation. So it looked like it was a hold maybe there on the end of the line.
Yep.
And that's the call.
10-yard penalty. First down.
Left tackle there for Schoolcraft, keeping the defensive lineman from setting the edge, and that's how they're able to bounce it outside. And so what had been a gain of about 4 is a loss, and now it is first down, and we call it 19. There's a play-action pass. And he gets the pass away, gets it to down to, no, that's Gott, who hurdles a receiver or a defender there a little bit, steps over him. He's going to get inside the 10 and down to about the 5-yard line. Minute 22 to play with the clock running.
That was a nice run again by Gott. I thought they were going to have him wrapped up at the 10. He kind of sidestep hurdled a defender and got that extra 5 yards.
One, I think it was LaFear who was in the backfield with a shot at the quarterback, and Dolder made just a little move, and it paused the defender long enough for him to get the throw away. It was subtle, but it was just enough time to get the pass away. So on second down and 5, at the 5, there's a handoff, and the Titans penetration there on the D-line, and they shut him down right away. And I got Simpson on the initial hit. Hand off to Downs there, and so they'll move it back a couple yards to the 7.
Yeah, when Schoolcraft's tried to run it there behind, kind of between the guard and the tackle, that's where Lumen's definitely the most stout. I don't think that's where you want to attack a Lumen defense.
Not a lot of urgency on getting up to the line here for Schoolcraft, but only 23 seconds left on the clock here. They go the I formation. And back to throw. Quick pass. Kind of a slant route. Almost intercepted. The pass was low to begin with, but it bounced off his hands and maybe just a little too low for the defender to get to, but incomplete. Stops the clock at 13 seconds. Third down and 7. And this is getting interesting here to end the half. Second quarter brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group.
That ball popped off the receiver, and both Hampton and Simpson had a crack.
Yep.
It would have been a great interception, but for a minute.
And the Lumen coaching staff brought to their feet for a second. This is a big play, 13 seconds, and now we get a whistle. And that's a timeout for the Titans. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds back with the final 13 seconds of the first half. We're scoreless, but Schoolcraft's got a shot on WKHM.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, McCamley Field, Porter Central High School, the Schoolcraft Eagles, and the Lumen Christi Titans. Schoolcraft with, we've got it listed on the scoreboard. Third down and 6 on the 7-yard line. And the Titans have, once again, the defense has just had enough to keep them out of the end zone here. Empty backfield, spread it way out. And now Schoolcraft will take a timeout.
A little chess match going on down there.
Yeah, we'll keep it here on the broadcast. We're the early game today. If you want to catch the Michigan Center game with Constantine, you'll hear that 2 o'clock kickoff on K105.3 today, K105.3.com, with Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy.
Sending the Cardinals some luck. A couple Cardinals here.
Yeah. What an interesting season for them. They go out, they lose an opener to a Hanover Horton team, which we saw was a good team. And then they sit out for 2 weeks with COVID issues. And then they come back and then they win 6 straight, including a couple of playoff games. And now Michigan Center looks like a well-coached, good-looking team.
Yeah, 3 weeks into the season, you know, we talk about high school football, and we never really even mentioned Michigan Center as a player in the area. But here they are, January. 2021 still lacing them up, putting the pads on and going. So go Cardinals today.
No doubt. 2 o'clock again, the kick for that one on K105.3, Jackson's hit music station. Today they're Jackson's awesome football station. Got an awesome football game going here. We're back out there. And again, 5 wide for Schoolcraft. Another whistle coming in. And
we have another timeout.
A timeout back. We'll take a timeout back. We'll take a 30-second break, and eventually we'll play these 13 seconds at the end of the first half. Again, we're scoreless on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes. We'll see when they come back out on the field if we've got 5 wide receivers and an empty backfield again for Thole. But I would expect that you spread it out. If you do that, they kind of maybe run something QB keep style. They do spread it out. But I feel like they might be gun-shy to go to the air and maybe see something get picked off. And Dalton's going to penetrate, and they go the right way. Good call by me. And apparently the right call by Schoolcraft does end up as a touchdown. Brody Dalton had it timed, and he almost got to the quarterback, but he came from the wrong running lane. And Thole carries that into the end zone, and 6-0 Schoolcraft with 9 seconds to go in the first half.
Steve, you sniffed that out for sure. Even in our break, you said, you know, when they're spreading out 5 wide like that, look for the quarterback keeper, and you were right on the money, and I guess Schoolcraft was as well.
And I think Lumen kind of had the same inkling. They just picked the wrong place to go at him. But, I mean, I had 3 timeouts worth of time to think about it. And there's the hole. The kick is up, and that looks good. No, he missed it.
Oh, that did look good from our
It looked good from our vantage point. That's why the officials get to make the calls. So 6-0. And we'll get a kickoff coming another 30-second break, and we'll get 9 seconds to go here in the first half on WKHM. And now as the Schoolcraft team is making their way up to the locker room, the officials look like there was still some discussion to be had, and Herb Rogan out on the field imploring them that there really is more to know.
Yeah,
anyway.
Herb's contesting that they should have been able to get that snap off. The officials blew the whistle dead as they started the clock as they marked the ball.
So we're at the half, 6-0 Schoolcraft. Thanks again to Jim Winter Auto Group for our second quarter sponsorship and our first quarter sponsorship for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com online. And a few other sponsors I'll say thank you to here real quickly. Jackson Catholic Schools, Lumen Christi, of course, it's been fun to follow them all year long. And we haven't had a Lumen Christi Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown yet, but we expect that we'll get one of those sooner or later here in the second half. Impressions of the first half, right?
Well, you know, that last, I saw something I'd never really seen in football before. With the 13 seconds to go, we had back-to-back-to-back timeouts, kind of the chess match of, well, how are you going to line up? Well, we're going to do this to stop you. Well, then we're going to call timeout. But I'll tell you what, the reason for those 3 timeouts is that was just such a huge play. You know, at a 0-0 game, one of the teams was coming off this field with a lot of momentum, either Lumen D for stopping them or Schoolcraft for punching it in. Schoolcraft won out by getting the touchdown. I guess if you're Lumen, you know, you say, well, at least they missed the extra point, and that one point could come back to be a very important point. So, you know, like you mentioned, just 2 teams kind of going at it, feeling each other out, and then that last score there with 13 seconds to go kind of gives Schoolcraft the edge.
Yeah, 6-0 Schoolcraft. Far cry from the 40-plus point total that they're used to running up, but maybe they're a big second-half team. I think them having a little edge here going into the halftime, I'll give that as an edge in strategy to Lumen Christi, because I think they're going to have a little bit more of an adjustment to make, and I think they'll come out here with a better game plan in the second half, where Schoolcraft, you know, you go in with the lead and you kind of think, oh, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And so I think we'll see a little bit of an adjustment by the Titans. They'll come out here, and what really has stalled for them so far has been the offense, not being able to maintain any kind of a consistent drive. They've had a couple first downs, and then they'll make a mistake. It'll be an offside penalty or maybe somebody misses a blocking assignment and the run only goes for a yard or two. But
well, I think you mentioned this earlier too, Steve. Lumen's one of their big strengths is how big and strong their offensive line is. They don't run into too many defensive lines they can't manhandle, where Schoolcraft has also an equally big defensive line. And that's just not leaving any running room for Wilson and Hampton to get loose. And I think Lumen's going to have to maybe come up with something a little bit different here in the second half, whether that's some screen passes or something to get Wilson and Hampton loose.
Yeah, that's apt. So we're at the half here, 6-0 Schoolcraft leading this one over Lumen Christi. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment, and then we'll bring it back here to McCamley Field at Portage Central High School. Schoolcraft 6, Lumen Christi 0 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
What would you guess on that, Steve? Like,
I'd say about 4.
4, yeah.
But it seems like they would get one every time they'd possess the football, and then after that they would, again, it'd be a penalty or a good defensive play, and they would just get in the long yardage situation and just come up a little shy and kick it away. So false start penalties have been an enemy of the Titans a lot here, and not that that's unexpected, especially after the layoff. And like I was saying in the outset, I think Lumen had a really good rhythm for their offense, especially before the shutdown, and it appears to me that they've lost that rhythm a little bit. And a part of the reasoning too is that Schoolcraft defense has played well.
Yeah, as we're talking off air during halftime, you know, I think Lumen's line is used to kind of manhandling the opponent's line, and Schoolcraft has a big defensive line to kind of match up with them. And so that Lumen Christi ball control offense, the ground and pound, and just wear you down, it hasn't been able to stay on the field long enough to wear down that Schoolcraft defense. So Lumen's going to have to figure out something here coming into the second half to, you know, just possess the ball a little bit longer, because otherwise the tables are going to get turned and the Lumen D is going to kind of be the one that gets worn down here the second half. As we talked about, conditioning, you know, is not going to be at its fullest. So Lumen's offense needs to possess it a little bit longer.
Yeah, a lot of football left to play, and again, 6 points can be overcome very quickly, but no points have come quickly so far in this one, so it'd be an odd expectation to think that they would come quickly here in the second half. But it's going to be a battle. I think that's clear, and we've been at a lot of blowouts and lopsided games all season long. It's nice to have one that feels back and forth that anybody could win. Want to thank some of our sponsors again here on the game. Alro Steel. Thanks to Al. I bumped into him at Polly's Country Market the other day. American Title Company. Yeah, there's no other story to that. I was like, hey, Al.
I thought maybe there was more, like you're going to kind of share what was in his cart.
Oh, no.
What did Al get for a grocery wise?
It was on the way in, so I don't know what he left with.
All right.
CertainTeed St. Gobain. Jenko Boot Shop. The official boot sponsor of my winter. These are Jenko boots.
You love your Jenko boots.
Such a fan, yeah. And glad, but still glad that we didn't have to be sitting outside today, because even with Jenko boots, this cold can get some toes feeling numb pretty quickly. But we're indoors. The players are on the field, and with the sun still shining down and a beautiful blue sky, the Portage Central field with that big logo in the middle, it's a very good looking field and stadium in general. Nice facilities here in the broadcast booth for the concessions and bathrooms and locker rooms too. It's just a really nice place here. A very new field here.
Yeah, we might just start doing some Portage Central games.
Just put them on the schedule. So we spend more time up here in the booth.
Kind of our home away from home.
So the ball's teed up. As we mentioned, Lumen Christi will start the second half with the football. Back to return for the Titans. It goes to Wilson at the 12-yard line. He has to pick it up off the ground. Now moving to the left, has to cut it back up. He's going to get brought down. And the football came out. It looks like Schoolcraft's got it, and they do. Nick Wilson with the fumble. Schoolcraft football inside the Titans' 15-yard line. And that is a disastrous beginning to the second half here for Luna Christie.
You know, here you go into halftime, you pump your team up, tell them, hey, we hit the ball coming out, let's have one of our patented long drives, and then coughing it up on the 12 was not part of the halftime plan.
No. 12-yard line to start things here in the second half for Schoolcraft. Much the way we ended the first half. Shotgun. No, we're under center here for Thole with an I formation. Big set. Play action. Back to throw. He's getting chased. Throws away. And incomplete. Pass up a little high and too far beyond the outstretched hands of a diving Brandon Newland.
Boy, Thole's tight end, Harmon DeVries, kind of broke loose with nobody covering him for Lumen over on the right side. But since Thole was scrambling out left, he didn't see him. Thank goodness for Lumen's sake.
Second down and 10 from the 12. And Schoolcraft up to the line again. Again, a lot of spread formation in the first half. So far in the second half, I formation with just one receiver. A pitch out here to Downs. He's met at the 10. The momentum is going to carry him down to the 8. Jimmy Downs on the pitch. And that'll bring up third down and 7.
Well, if the Titans can just hold on here and somehow get a stop, because Schoolcraft hasn't shown in the first half like they had any ideas of entertaining kicking a field goal. So I'm guessing this is two down territory for them. If Lumen's D could keep him out of the end zone, maybe you get the momentum shifted right back quickly to you.
I formation rolling out again. Thole, he's under pursuit again. Throws it away, and it's caught and hit immediately, incomplete. Did he catch that? No. They're going to say it hit the ground. A diving interception attempt after the ball was tipped by Basil Hampton. But incomplete pass, and it's probably better for their sake that it's going to be ruled incomplete because he probably lost a couple yards there, 4th and 7.
Yeah, Cole Simpson just laid a mean lick on the receiver. The receiver did not know Simpson was there, and he kind of gets up gingerly holding those ribs.
So DeVries is the receiver split to the left. Shotgun for Thole, and he's back rolling to the right. And pursuit out of the pocket again. And he throws it into the pack of receivers. Caught! Two tight defenders split on the throw, and it's caught by Jimmy Downs in the end zone. Touchdown, Schoolcraft. Three straight plays. They tried to pass, and Thole just stayed away. But he was under duress each time in the backfield and able to elude the defenders and get a throwaway.
That kind of reminded me a little of basketball as far as when they say sometimes good offense beats good defense, because Lumen did everything right. They had good pursuit on Thole. They had good coverage, and boy, did he just thread a needle in there, which I thought was an ill-advised throw, and somehow Schoolcraft Downs just comes up with it out of a pack of people. Yeah.
It's 12-0 now, Eagles, with 10:47 to play third quarter. Two-point try here. And you've got Downs deep. And they fake it to him, play action, come back across the field, and that's going to get sniffed out by Fitzpatrick, but can't make the tackle before momentum carries the receiver into the end zone. And the two-point try is successful for Schoolcraft. Make it 14-0 Eagles. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM and WKHM.com. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and so within About 30 seconds, 14 points here for Schoolcraft to end one half and start the next. And 14-0 Titans, and weird how much that one score makes it feel a lot more urgent for the Titans. 14 points feels like a large deficit. The team it's not a quick strike team in its nature. They have that capability if one of the running backs breaks for something big, but that's not who the Titans want to be either, I think. They're going to have to be a little bit here. Kickoff goes out of bounds. So the Titans will take over here offensively. 10:47 to play in the third and a two-score deficit. And let's see if they can get that offense jump-started.
Free kick out of bounds.
Yeah, in a game with, again, limited fans, you have to kind of make your own energy. And even the coaching booth up here has kind of quieted down. You just feel the air has just kind of come out of the Lumen Christi bubble a little bit. So you got to do something here to get that spark going, get that energy back up. It's an important drive here for the Titans.
Field position at the 35. And a big shift here on the line to the left. One receiver pitch out is to Hampton. And he looks to cut it upfield, find some space in the secondary, and look like that! Quick strike offense, as if I said they couldn't do it. They proved me wrong, and Basil Hampton takes it to the house. Even does that little sprinter lean over the finish line. And just like that, it's a touchdown for the Titans. Not a flag to be found on the field. Great offensive play there for Lumen Christi. Basil Hampton.
But Steve, I think you're being too hard on yourself, because you said although they're not quick strike offense, they are capable of breaking a big run, which we've seen.
Yeah.
And that was one of those big runs. So I feel like you actually did call that. I think you were right about that.
They needed a big play, and they got one. Basil Hampton, of course, he cannot take all the credit. That offensive line gave him the space. And really, it was that he got through the hole and cut back to the middle, and before you knew it, it was daylight. It was him and one other Titan running in there. You were looking for a purple shirt and couldn't find one. Two-point try. Ehlers is going to be brought down for a little loss, and that makes that unsuccessful. 30-second break. We got another kickoff coming up. 14-6 Titans trail on WKHM.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the Titans back out on the field, and after scoring a touchdown, Basil Hampton, part of that kick coverage team. Meanwhile, we have three guys back deep-ish for Schoolcraft. The Lumen Christi kickoff team clearly a little bit more proficient than the Schoolcraft team. That gets fielded at the 16, and it's Downs who works his way to the sideline and twists it out of bounds at the 30. 10:25 to play.
So who said this was going to be a defensive game? We talk first half, we go, 23 minutes and 51 seconds with no score, and then in the second half, two scores in the first 26 seconds.
10:11 is our remaining time here in the third quarter. 14-6, Eagles with the lead and the football. And again, we kind of said it, Lumen Christi's defense has played well defending their own red zone, but they need to make those big plays on this end of the field. And this time it's a jet sweep and taken. Hit at the 30, but momentum carries him to about the 33. On the carry for Schoolcraft is Jet Gott.
Well, we said Lumen's offense might be the thing that needs to provide a spark, just as we thought the Lumen balloons got air was kind of slowly leaking. That a 60-yard run will do it for you. If the defense can feed off that a little bit.
Officially 65 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Second down and 7. Schoolcraft, and it's a handoff read option, and they do put it in the gut of Tag Gott, and he's going to get about 5 on the play. And looking for the spot, it looks like we're going to get it at about the 39. So he got 6 yards. Third down and one.
Brody Dalton did a good job staying with his pursuit and kind of pulling Gott down by his shoes.
Schoolcraft coming up to the line of scrimmage on this third and short play. Big set. And it looks like Downs is the deep back. He takes it, gets over the 40 to the 45 at midfield, spins away to the 47. And on third and short, he got more than enough with 8:41 to play. Schoolcraft moves the football back into Titan territory.
And we've only seen Schoolcraft come out of that formation a couple of times, but both times very successful. That kind of big full house backfield with almost two fullbacks up.
Yeah.
And Downs just running behind him. And Downs a big, tall, tough kid, too. So that's tough to stop if you're Lumen D. Schoolcraft a little bit slower pace coming out of the second half, too, I feel.
Downs the back again. Takes the give on the dive play. He'll get a couple. Out to about the 47. And really, they just give him one. Football was on a spot on the 48, so second down and nine. Under 8 minutes to play third quarter here in WKHM. All of our playoff football coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shopping Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro.
Wouldn't be surprised to see some play action off this. They've given it to Downs a couple plays in a row now.
DeVries is over there, a favorite target of Thole, but instead they give to Downs again. And on the cutback, he's hit immediately. And that forward progress might get him a yard, but it's still going to bring up third and at least eight here for Schoolcraft.
And I think that's doing Lumen Christi a favor, just kind of handing the ball straight away to Downs, because again, we said that's kind of the strength of the Lumen defense with big Wally Gilbert there and Chunky Willis.
Brody Dalton has a slew of tackles today as well. Third down, though, this is where you start to, if you're Lumen, you got to watch the coverage, because that's where Schoolcraft has burned them, is in that passing game. And they're going to spread it out a little here and throw out a shotgun back to throw. He's going to get chased out of the pocket way back and gets it away to nobody. That's going to be an intentional grounding.
That's
ground,
got to be grounding, yeah.
There was nobody in the area of that football when he throws it.
Yeah. And that's a big non-penalty call, because that take him back to the spot of the foul, which he was 20 yards back behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, if that's not when you blow the whistle for, or you know, when you throw the flag for intentional grounding on that, if that's not when you do it, then I don't know what the purpose of that penalty is. He had gotten himself into trouble, threw the football on the ground, and now the flag comes out.
Okay. So now, I don't know if that's them getting together and deciding that's the proper call, or because this is very late.
Right. They were discussing it, but that's, to me, that's the right, that's the exact reason that you invent that as a penalty.
Yeah.
Because he got himself into a deep trouble.
Intentional grounding on the offense. 5 yard penalty, loss of down, fourth down.
So I don't know if I'm just not up to date on the high school rules
right.
on that, but I did not think an intentional grounding penalty was just a 5 yard, automatic 5 yard call.
Right, and they're still in discussion, or a couple of the officials still in discussion.
Okay.
And so now they're...
Okay.
Yeah, now they're
now
walking
they're doing
back
what
there.
I thought was the real rule. They're marking it back to the spot of the foul, which...
That puts it on the 32. And that would make it fourth down and...
Yeah.
Like 50 yards.
Far down in the pawpaw from here.
Yeah. So they'll punt it. And the punt will not even get to the first down marker, though a good bounce. And it rolls and gets inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line, which is, right where that first down marker would have been for Schoolcraft. So after a disastrous start to the second half, Lumen Christi fumbles the kick return and Schoolcraft scores quickly, the Titans' defense gets a big stop, and now a chance for their offense to quickly strike again and put them squarely back in this football game. 39-yard
line. Well, you don't get the tradition and the amount of state titles by, you know, just losing a 14-point lead and calling it quits. You know, yeah. That's not in the DNA of Lumen Christi.
Now, Ehlers under center, and now we've got a whistle, and that's going to be timeout.
Timeout, Christi. Their first timeout of the half.
Got a little bit of choppiness here in these last 2 minutes to this game.
Well, let's take a 30-second break during the timeout. Back 6:28 to play, 14-6 Titans trail, but they have the football on WKHM.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So on first down out of the timeout, the Titans with a quick strike pass to Nick Wilson. And he carries that ahead for first down.
We said that Lumen might have to get a little creative on how to get Wilson the ball out in space. Now Hampton had just broken one. We'll see if they're going to go back to just more of their steady doses of Wilson and Hampton off the backfield handoffs. Or
first and 10 right at midfield here for the Titans. I formation. Griffin Dancer split way out right. Ehlers is going to go back to that quick pass this time, though. Schoolcraft ready for it, and the receiver on the play there, Cooper Keene, is hit immediately, and they'll lose 2 yards on the play. Second down and 12. Back to the well again, and the Eagles recognized it.
Yeah. Quick bubble screen out there. But again, it's a little something different, something they didn't show them in the first half. And, you know, you can't just keep doing the same things that aren't working. So kudos to the Lumen staff.
5.5 to go here in the third. Titans up to the line of scrimmage at the 48 in their own territory now after a 2 yard loss. Ehlers under center. Second down at 12. Pitch out is to Hampton. Cuts up the middle. Blasts through the line. He's going to get about 5 on the play. But that had a very similar feel to that big play that he broke. He's been able to be, you can see the vision there when he's looking for his place to go. And when he sees it, he hits it, and he hits it hard. And that's going to be a nice weapon in the Lumen Christi tool belt here as they try to come back from this deficit, trailing 14-6. Now under 5 minutes to go in the third, and they've got a third down and 7.
This game does have a very chess match feel to it. Both teams trying to counter what the other one's doing.
Ehlers on the rollout looking to throw. Gets it to Hampton. He's got some space, and he takes a couple bumps, but shrugs off the tackles, gets past the 40, and move the sticks again for the Titans, and the offense definitely seems to be moving and more rhythmic than it did at any point in the first half.
And that's another play that kind of looked new to us. They had 4 people in motion pre-snap and found a way to just dump it off to Hampton instead of just the traditional handoff. So keep being creative, Herb.
38-yard line now for the Titans in Eagle territory. Ehlers rolling out to the left to throw, and gets out into the flat to Dancer. He makes the catch and brought down at the 35. 3 yards on first down, 2nd and 7, with 4:13 to play in the third.
Yeah, Ehlers already thrown the ball 4 times in the last 5 plays, which might equal his first half total.
Good hands by Dancer on that one, too. The pass was down around his knees, and he went down and corralled it, held on to it after taking that hit. Good open field tackling by Schoolcraft all day today. Back to throw. No, Ehlers delayed handoff to Wilson. Some whistles coming in. I think they're going to blow that play dead. There's a flag coming out.
Nicholas Wilson, the ball carrier.
They get some movement on Lumen's left tackle.
First start on the offense. 5 yards penalty.
There's one of those pesky false start penalties. And that'll push the Titans back to the 40-yard line and make it second and 12 again.
I think they got Dalton Hart with a little bit of movement on that one.
Ehlers under center. Wilson's the deep back. Play action rolling out into the flat and caught with some room. And lowers the shoulder almost to the 30-yard line there. On the catch is Brendan Daly. And they get him to the 29. And third down and about three. So the Titans with two second and 12 situations on this drive thus far, overcoming both of them, or an opportunity anyway to make another first down here with 3:07 to play. And this is kind of the sustained drive we've been used to seeing Lumen have, except with some passing, which is not the common way that they sustain long drives. Ehlers gives to Wilson here. Eagles are in the backfield immediately. He's going to lose a yard. And with 2:50 to play in the third, Titans have a fourth down and about four.
You know, those Lumen pass plays, though, were of the really quick, either bubble screen or quick, just little rollouts to the fullback, and more of almost an extension of the run game.
Right.
Just a different way of getting them the ball. So I don't know if they, fourth and four, if you come back with one of those little quick rollouts again, or do you try to run it?
They pitch it out to Hampton, and he finds the space. He's going to get past the stick. Not a huge run yardage-wise, but huge as far as keeping him on the field. And they'll get fresh set of downs here from the Schoolcraft 26-yard line. Basil Hampton, and again, it was that vision. He gets it out with that pitch and then looks for his spot, picks it, and goes.
I think Basil really likes planting and cutting it back inside.
Yeah.
Does a nice job with that.
Titans first and 10 from the 26. And Ehlers rolling out again, looking to throw. And he's going to the end zone to Dancer. And, oh, nearly caught it at the goal line. And the Titans coaching staff is going to be wanting a pass interference flag. There was a shoulder battle there. Dancer kind of jockeying for position. But I wouldn't be mad if they threw the pass interference flag there.
Yeah, that was definitely when they could have. And when you watch enough college and pro football, that seems like that's an automatic one nowadays. But
yeah. Dancer still almost came down with a catch, too. They give to Hampton on the pitch. He's going to dive into the line down to the 25, maybe the 24.
I see a flag coming
that's
on that
it.
One, too.
That's what I thought. Yeah, there is one on the turf there. And it, judging by the reaction from Schoolcraft, it's going to go against the Titans. Looks like a hold. So the minute 44 to play in the third, 14-6 our score. Lumen trailing but driving with the football here, and they've had to overcome quite a bit so far on this drive. And one more time, they're going to need to do it, as this one's going to be 10 yards against them, it looks like.
Although, looks like, okay, I wondered if Schoolcraft was declining the penalty, but they are taking it now.
Yeah, because that would have made it, I guess, third and 10.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty, second down.
So we have the football now at the 32.5-yard line. Second down and about 16.
Meanwhile, the clock's ticking down to 1:34 left in the third quarter.
Titans come out. Dancer's in the slot here. Rolling out, looking to throw his Ehlers, and he's going to go to Dancer again. And again, you got to have a pass interference flag, and they do, as the defender on the play there was Jet Gott, and he was holding him on the sideline. So that will go against Schoolcraft, and it's going to be big.
Yeah, it looks like Jack Gott has given up about 8-9 inches on Dancer. Lumen trying to take advantage of that mismatch.
So the 1:16 to play, the clock stop. We're getting a discussion again from the officials. And now we'll walk off the pass interference penalty. So now it's second down and about three.
Second down.
It's just funny to listen on our points of view. The last play they didn't call, the Lumen fans going crazy, and this time they call it, and the Schoolcraft fans not happy. All in the eyes of the beholder. It's very similar plays, actually.
Yeah. Second down and two, and they give it to Daly, and he punches it through. He's not quite going to make the end zone. Put him on the two-yard line. They have not gone to that well much tonight, but when they do, that was effective. Brandon Daly on that halfback just kind of trap play, and he just blasted him for a big gain down to, they put it on the three. First and goal for the Titans. Minute 10 to play here in the third, and Lumen has really just continued to push the ball forward. Holding penalties, false starts, and here they are. Punching it in, Basil Hampton into the end zone again. And the Titans.
No flags. I was looking for flags. No flags. Titans with a chance to tie it up.
.107 to play here. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Definitely, you're definitely glad right now if you got with Aspen. Because the heater needs to be in use today. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
This is a huge two-point conversion here for Lumen.
Two-point try that can tie it up. Gives to Hampton. He's going to do it. It's 14-all, ladies and gentlemen, with minute 7 to play in the third. This game has gotten exciting. Let's take a one-minute break. We're back with a kickoff on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The kickoff, Lumen Christie boots it down to the 9-yard line, fielded there by Jimmy Downs, and then he's hit by a flock of Titans, and a good kick coverage there by Lumen Christie. And the spot of the football looks like it's going to be right at about the 19-yard line. And Lumen Christie giving this is their worst starting field position all day for Schoolcraft. So the momentum from that, again, the disastrous opening kickoff to the half, has the momentum's really shifted back into the Lumen Christie Titan hands. And you can see the excitement in the defense on the field right now.
Yeah, you sure can.
They do spread it back out for Schoolcraft on this play. Handoff to Gott, and he gets Gott. Brought down for no gain, second down and 10. And the energy evident from the Lumen Christie sideline, too.
Yeah, I don't know if he got here by bus or what happened, but old Uncle Mo has arrived. Momentum is here in Lumen Christie form.
With 33 seconds to play in the third, second down and 10 from the 19 for Schoolcraft. Four wide, they're spreading it back out. This time, Cole's going to keep it, and he's going to get about two and brought down from behind, and it's Brody Dalton making the tackle there. They're giving it, that's a generous spot. Third down, and we'll call it 7. And the final seconds are going to tick off the clock here for the third quarter before Schoolcraft can run a play. We got 12 more minutes to play, and we're tied at 14. Let's take a one-minute break, and we're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minutes to play here, and the Titans tied it up at 14 to end the third quarter, and now the defense has put Schoolcraft deep in their own territory with a third and long, well, third and 7. Spread them out, back to throw. Toll out into the outside on kind of an out route, and he's got him right into his hands, open. And caught by Jake Olvitt. First down, Schoolcraft.
I feel like that was the type of play we saw Schoolcraft run a lot more in the first half.
Yeah.
When they had more success. For some reason, the second half, they've been just kind of settling for handoffs up the middle and just kind of really slowed them down. We'll see if they open things back up here in the fourth quarter.
First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Out of the shotgun is stolen. He hands off to Gott. And this time, Gott finds some space, dodges a tackler. And he'll get about 10 yards. And the momentum, the work, teamwork there, pushing him out to a 12-yard gain. Past the 45 to the 47 before he's brought down.
Since I'm not the one in the pile, I always enjoy watching the big rugby-looking scrum where the offensive line is still trying to push the back forward.
Colin Morrow slow to get up and still gingerly walking, favoring one of his legs, maybe a bad wheel.
And we have number 12, Jason Bradley for Lumen, kind of holding an elbow as well. Two Lumen defenders kind of looking like they're nursing their own injuries.
Making no attempt to get off of the field, though. Shotgun empty backfield for Thole, looking downfield, and he's got a man at the 45. And it's DeVries, and he catches that and leans forward, and that's going to be just shy of a first down. No, they'll move to six. There you go. Nope, now they're holding back. Are we moving? Okay.
I think they're
Let's move. Okay, yeah. There you go. 11-14 to play in the game. 14-14 tie. And Schoolcraft, the third quarter, their offense had kind of stalled out. They found some more rhythm here in the fourth quarter and have gotten into Lumen territory. Play action into the slot and wide open guy. And he's going to catch it, take it for 11 yards. And a first down for Schoolcraft. Receiver there, Jimmy Downs.
It was fortunate, and I was glad to see no penalty. I didn't know. I see Wally Gilbert kind of came in after he was down and gave him a little hit. And I was hoping to see no penalty flag, which there was not. So that's good. But, yeah, Schoolcraft kind of opening things back up like we saw them have some success in the first half.
31-yard line for the Eagles. Three receivers to the left for Thole. And now we have Gott exiting the backfield, and he's hit immediately, shrugs off the tackle. That was good, tough running by Gott because he kind of, shrugged off, but threw off Caden Martinez and then managed to even get a couple yards after contact with Brody Dalton, who did get the tackle, but got it back up. And that's a two-yard gain, second down at about eight at the 29.
Yeah, but you're right. I did think that was going to be a two-yard loss. Martinez couldn't quite get him down, but Dalton is not going to make that same. Dalton's bringing you down today.
One way or another, you're going down. Five receivers, empty backfield, and throw back to throw, and he goes to the end zone. DeVries, and just over the defender, DeVries sure-handed catches the touchdown and puts Schoolcraft back in front. Colin Morrow there on the play. And really, it was Morrow played the football pretty well. It just got past him.
Yeah, that was almost just a simple math equation. 5'11 of Morrow just didn't go into the 6'4 of DeVries there.
20-14. All the touchdowns in our game brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, even the Schoolcraft touchdowns. And the Eagles take the lead again, 20-14 on a 29-yard pass to DeVries. Now the extra point try. Hold is down, kick is up, and it looked good from here again, and this time the officials agree with me. So 10:05 to play, 21-14, back in 30 seconds with a kick on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, shout out to Chad Mortimer, head basketball coach at Hanover Horton, listening back in scenic Horton, Michigan. I don't know where it is, but no, it's exciting to know that the plan right now is for high school basketball games to get started around the 21st of this month.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, we're playing high school football right now. That's the first step. We'll see what happens when you have to go inside a venue. That'll be the big thing.
But yeah, looking forward to that. We got Red Wings hockey here on WKHM. We'll get started on the 14th. Coming up on Thursday, Wings in Carolina. So get ready for that one. Pre-game at 7:15 on WKHM.
Paul Varner, past Lumen grad, big hockey enthusiast. Can't wait for that to start.
And we're ready for a kickoff here. The Titans can't wait to get back out there and answer this score. Kick goes over the head and into the end zone. And I got to be honest, nothing about Schoolcraft's kicking game up to this point would lead me to believe that they had that in them. But a big boot into the end zone and pulled out to the 20. Lumen Christie. A lot of field to work with here in 10 minutes and 5 seconds.
I don't know if that was a case of super adrenaline kicker leg or what.
Yeah.
Because you're right. The kicker has shown no signs of that happening. That was a boot.
Oh, the one kickoff went out of bounds at about the 40.
Yeah. Right. Big response time for the Lumen offense.
Ehlers under center. And Hampton's the deep back, little counterplay. He's got a lot of room off tackle. Gets past the defense to the 40. Cuts it back inside to the 50. He's being pursued. 40 now moving back to the left side at the 20. Oh. 10. Hampton to the house. Touchdown, Lumen. Unbelievable. Basil Hampton. 80-yard touchdown scamper for Basil Hampton. Touchdown. And Lumen Christie answers back quickly. And again, I feel like having said they didn't have quick strike offense, Basil Hampton said they do, and it's Basil Hampton.
I am quick strike offense. And, you know, that's going to go on the stat sheet as an 80-yard touchdown, but Basil had to run about 110 yards with all his turning and
weaving around the field. He's visited almost every inch of that new turf here at Portage Central High School, and it's 21-20 with 9:49 to play. And this has been a fabulous regional championship game. The winner moves on to the state semifinals to play the winner of New Lothrop and Detroit Loyola.
Yeah, during that run, it looked as if three or four times the Schoolcraft defender was going to catch him, and he just kept weaving away from them.
Timeout. Christie.
Now Lumen Christie's going to take a timeout. And let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back with an extra point try at WKHM and WKHM.com. 21-20. The Titans trail by one with a point after attempt coming. And they're making sure they get the right play in there. If they go for two here, it puts them in front, and that's a big shift, and that looks like the case. Hampton.
Last two times they just gave it to Hampton, and he scampered him quite easily. Let's see.
They give it to him again. He pounds through the line and into the end zone. Where's the signal? There's the official signal. 22-21, Lumen Christie. Their first lead of the day. And we'll take another 30-second break. We got a kickoff coming. It's getting exciting here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 80-yard touchdown for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Basil Hampton with that big score. Couple that with a 65-yard scamper, and then you have to think of the other yardage he's gotten today, and a real nice day on the stat sheet for Hampton. And the Titans right now holding on to a 22-21 advantage with just under 10 minutes to play.
Yeah, two big two-point conversion runs for Hampton as well.
Yeah. The kickoff up in the air. It's going to go to about the 24. Fielded there and a little run up the sideline. And for a second, looked like he had some room, brought out of bounds. And pretty good field position for Schoolcraft at about the 38-yard line. 39 as I see him put the football down.
Steve, I'd like to tell you I know what to expect here, but this game has just kind of been baffling as far as, you know, Schoolcraft comes out one drive looking like they're unstoppable, marching down the field, and then, boom, a quick three and out. Same with Lumen.
Yeah. So Schoolcraft's going to stick with this spread. Three receivers to the right for Thole and one to the left, and the back is Gott. And now we get some whistles. If somebody out of position, I don't know, one of the officials anyway, we're ready to go here. Snap to Thole, give it to Gott. Off tackle to the left. And gets a good head of steam, gets about 8 yards. Brought down at the end of that play by Ralph Golden. Give him 9, second and 1 from the 48 and a half.
Now I know Hampton's had two quick long run strikes, but again, this is kind of danger time for Lumen, because as we get under the 9 minute mark, you know, if this is a 2 or 3 minute drive, that leaves Lumen. They haven't really shown they can put together a long drive. It's just been a couple quick big runs.
And there's play action. Dole's going to keep it. Good pursuit. He's going to come up short of the marker if they spot it where they should. He did roll forward there at the end of the play. And we'll see the spot. And I think that's going to be good enough to convince them it's a first down. And I see the chain gang taking the walk.
I guess so. I'm going to question that one. I thought Ben LaFleur brought him down behind the line to gain, but I don't have a say.
First and 10, nose of the football right on that 49-yard line, right hash mark. Three receivers to the left for Thole. The one to the right is DeVries. Doesn't matter. They hand it off to Gott, who's bumped going through the hole, manages to regain his footing, gets about 3 yards before he's brought down. Second and 7. Now in Lumen territory at the 48.
I know I'm hanging at the edge of my seat. I can only imagine how the parents and the coaches and everybody with a lot of skin in the game is feeling right now. Lumen hanging out of this one-point lead.
8:09 to play, 22-21 Lumen. Throw out of the shotgun. Gives to Gott again, and he's hit, but stays on his feet. And he continues to just kind of bump into the lineman and somehow stay on his feet. Looks like the football came out at the end of that play, and Lumen signaling that they have it. But I think they're going to keep it with Schoolcraft, and they signal that they got a first down and the football at the 39.
Well, I tell you, for a sophomore, this tag Gott, he's had some tough runs. And he's, you know, we're up top, so we can't really get a good, we don't have any official stats on his size. He's not appearing to be overly big, but just a tough kid, tough runner.
He's back there again. Four wide receivers, this time one in motion. It's Downs, doesn't give it to him. Looking to throw, and he's going to get it to Downs out in the flat, and he's going to run into a couple of Titans, one of them being Basil Hampton, who grabs onto a leg and pulls him down to the 37-yard line. Second down and 6.
It's funny, earlier I mentioned about defenses wearing down by being on the field, but I guess, you know, in high school it's a little different because a lot of times, including Hampton, guys are playing both ways. So I guess you're just used to playing defense and offense.
Yeah, second in 6.5, 5.5. Back to throw again, looking downfield. He's got a man, and it's DeVries. He's going to catch it. Just kind of opened into daylight. Really put the throw right on him at the right time. DeVries makes the catch inside the 25 to the 23-yard line before he's stopped. And first and 10 again for Schoolcraft, who is marching it right down here with these kind of 8, 9, 10-yard chunk plays with 7:18 to play. 23-yard line for a first and 10 with a 22-21 score. Lumen leads by 1 after the 2-point conversion. The defense has let them go all the way down here. Give us to Gott, and he's untouched down to the 15. Finally tackled at the 14. And when they spread it out like that, every once in a while that run play has a lot of room for the running back to go.
Yeah, and Dalton, who's kind of the lone soldier there in the middle of the field, playing middle linebacker. Sometimes he's kind of dropping back. Sometimes he's crowding the line. And I feel like when he's gotten up in the line, kind of showing it early, Schoolcraft's been able to kind of go around Dalton.
6:40 to play at the 14. Quick bubble screen, Berthold out to Gott, and he rams into the defender. Down inside the 10 to about the 7. Second down and 4. Well,
We're going to have a little battle of wills here. This is where yardage has really become tough.
6-11 to play. 22-21. Lumen Christi leads, but Schoolcraft in the red zone here. There's your shotgun. Pitch out to Gott. Hit at the 5, but gets past the tackler and gets pulled down, but in the end zone, and it's a touchdown for Schoolcraft. And just like that, it's 27-22. Schoolcraft in front. And with 5:53 to play.
You know who opens drains up?
We'll have to put something into the end zone if they want to leave here as a regional champion. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Another big two-play conversion here with under 6 minutes to play.
We got the Eagles huddled up here on the field, and now with 5 seconds on the play clock, this is going to take a timeout.
It's like it. I guess the coaches kind of want to talk it over and decide. You know, I know conventional wisdom would say you need to go for two to make it a 7-point game, but with Lumen, you know, never kicking extra points,
yeah,
you might decide to go ahead and kick it, get it to 6. And that way, if you stop them on the 2, you're tied.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a tough one.
They're talking it over down in the field. We'll stay with you up here in the booth. Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy today at, what is it, Gull Lake High School for the Michigan Center Cardinals and Constantine Division 6 matchup. And good luck to the Cardinals. That's going to be at 2 o'clock, the kick, on K105.3.
Which is nice for all you Jacksonians. You can, you know, listen to us, see how this game finishes, grab a quick bite to eat.
And be ready for
cheer on the Cardinals, yeah. While you're enjoying Wild Card Weekend, NFL's heating up.
Yeah,
some
indeed.
Good games.
So we'll spread it out here for Schoolcraft. 3 receivers to the left. Last time they did this, it was a QB keep, but he's going to throw it this time on a slant. It's DeVries, and he catches it. Takes a hit, but holds on. And that's 2 points. 29-22. 7-point lead for Schoolcraft with 5:53 to play. Let's take a 30-second break. We got a kickoff coming up on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nick Wilson, Connor Fitzpatrick, deep to return a kickoff. Last one went over their heads. They're lined up at the 5-yard line.
If you're Lumen, I don't think you know where to line up. I've seen kickoffs travel 20 yards or 60.
Schoolcraft still huddled up talking it over. 5:53 to play here. Fourth quarter, 29-22. Schoolcraft leads by 7. Titans awaiting a kickoff. Kick is up. It's a boot. On a line, fielded at the 7 by Wilson. He runs to the left side. Now cuts it back to the middle. He's hit and down. 17-yard line for Nicholas Wilson. Did not fumble it, though.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention that because I've seen Wilson in the past really try to make some juice and make something happen. That one just, you got the sense that Nicholas was just going to make sure he hung onto the ball and not try to do too much. Which is fine. That's fine.
With 5:45 to play, they do put it on the 18-yard line.
Well, we've seen Lumen Christi have 5-minute 30-second drives many times this season. They have one more in them.
Yeah. Give us to Hampton off tackle. And no 80-yarder here. He's brought down for no gain. Second down. Oh, they'll give him 1. Second down and 9 as the clock starts up.
tell you what, I think I just have a feeling that penalties are really going to play a part in this drive. I feel like, you know, if Lumen gets any silly false starts or holdings, that could really halt them here. Because I can't just assume that Hampton's going to run one for 80 yards.
Ehlers actually working out of the shotgun here. Hampton is the back. Rolling, and now it looks like Ehlers just going to keep it, getting to the sideline, cuts it upfield, and he'll get a couple, but not much. Put it down to 22 and leave him with third and five as they'll spot it on the 23. We're inside 5 minutes now. He went out of bounds at the end of that play, so the clock stops. 29-22 again. Lumen trails with the football. Huge third down play here. Deep in their own territory. Hampton's deep, a big set here. They give it to him. He caroms up a couple of players, gets past the 25, about the 27, which leaves him about a yard short of the first down. And so now a huge fourth down play upcoming for Lumen Christie. On these short yardage plays up to this point, they've gone to Ehlers on a QB dive play, but this feels a little longer. It's about a yard and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one doesn't quite feel like that 1 yard.
Ehlers gives to Hampton, goes to the outside, and it looked like they had him stop, but yanked forward at the end of the play, and that's enough for the first down at the 29. So Hampton keeping his legs moving. And he's going to get just enough to keep the drive alive for the Titans with 4:16 to play.
That was a strong run by Hampton because Jet Gott met him before the line to gain. And Hampton was not going to be denied that first down and just kept churning and just reaches over and gets enough. 4 minutes to go.
Titans come up to the line. Hampton is the back. Ehlers looking to throw up the middle. He's got a man open. And he's to the left side. He's down to the 30. Cuts it back against the defender. Brought down at the 22-yard line. Cole Simpson on the catch and run. And that is the huge play the Titans really needed here. Really getting down deep into Eagles territory with 3:47 to play.
We talked about Cole Simpson was not available due to injury for a while. I think this was his first game back. And both defensively and now offensively making a huge splash for the Titans. Again, with the Titans down by 7 with 3:30 to go, I said this could come down to a 2-point conversion.
It looks even more like that could be the case now. Ehlers under center. Gives to Hampton, off tackle to the left. And they double-team him there and bring him down. And so he gets about 2 on the play. There's a flag on the field. I would assume that's going to be a false start or illegal procedure. That's the call. So 5 yards back for the Titans. Make it 1st and 15.
It's one of those costly penalties, Steve. Titans just do not like getting into those second longs and third and longs.
With 3:10 to play and the clock running, it's 1st and 15. Titans on the Eagles, 27. Ehlers under center, I formation, play action, rolling out to the right, looking downfield. Chased out of the pocket, nowhere to throw, so he cuts it upfield himself, and he'll get it back to that original line of scrimmage, so it'll make it 2nd and 10. Ehlers does not have that prototypical quarterback frame. More of a Doug Flutie character out there running around, but he does have good feet and good decision there to just pull it down and get what he could get.
Yeah, I agree. That was good because it was well covered by the Schoolcraft defense, and if he throws it up there, that was going to be a jump ball. Although they do have that size advantage out there with Dancer.
Big set here, I form. Gives to Hampton. Sidesteps the defender at the line of scrimmage, dives over the 20 down to the 19. And that'll make it third down and about eight. I mean, they're that not a generous spot there. So big third down play here. Schoolcraft Eagles fans making noise here. 2.5 to play. Clock is running. Titans talking it over in the huddle. And now up to the line. Dancer in the slot. Ehlers under center. Hampton is the running back. Rolling out. Ehlers looking to the end zone. Dancer, and it's intercepted! A little underthrown, and Dancer couldn't use his height advantage. And it's picked off in the end zone by... That is Jet Gott.
Yeah. We've seen that matchup all game long where Lumen has taken advantage of the size differential, but that time just a little underthrown and gave Jet Gott a chance to get it. He came up with a play.
2:09 to play here, so it's not quite all she wrote. Schoolcraft offense will have to come out here and make a little something happen if they want to close the book on the Titan season.
I think Lumen, with the board's correct, one timeout remaining. So if they're going to get the ball back, they're going to have to get it on this series, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The Schoolcraft first down pretty much ends Lumen's season. Got to do it here, Lumen D. Let's go.
Schoolcraft with a fumble on the snap! Lumen saying they have it. If it's true, this would be...
Oh.
They signal it's still Schoolcraft ball. The, even when they were signaling they had it, it just looked like unbridled optimism for the Titans there. So with 1:57 to play and the clock running, second down and 11. Play clock down to 14 seconds. They're rushed up to the line, and now the play clock started
reset.
Over. So there's a snap, handoff, and it's... that was Downs on the carry. Gets about five, so it's third down and five. 1:25 to play.
Lumen,
and there's your
last
timeout.
Timeout. Yep.
Team 6 on the play. Third down and five.
This would be real interesting if this comes down to a 4th-and-2 situation, whether Schoolcraft decides to go for it.
Yeah.
And try to end the game or punt it away. Give the ball back to Lumen. I'm guessing that a punt, Lumen would get it back around the 50.
Talking it over here on the field, a big play for Schoolcraft and Lumen as well. This is one of the better games we've had all season long, and I'd expect nothing less coming down to this point in the postseason. After a big layoff, it's nice to come out with an exciting tilt, and they've really given it to us. Both Schoolcraft and Lumen, both teams have played remarkably well, considering all the stuff they've had to overcome to get to this point to be able to even play today.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard some people grumbling about, well, this isn't fair to the kids to start back up now, but you know what? I bet you take a poll of those 80 kids out on the field, it might be 80-0, and they're going to be glad they're out there today. And they're treating us to a good one. I promise you the fans are happy to be here. That's fun.
Schoolcraft with the third down play. And the give was to Gott, and he's brought down at the 25, so goes nowhere. Fourth down at about 4.5. And a minute 16 ticking away.
So with 33 seconds on the play clock, Schoolcraft probably will let this go all the way down and probably call a timeout. And Lumen's going to get it back, you know, with, what, 35, 40 seconds to go?
As we can hear a little bit through the scouting.
Yeah.
Watching for a shift here out of the Schoolcraft offense to try and coax some Titans off sides, and they do take the timeout. 37 seconds. And we expecting a Schoolcraft punt.
Second timeout on the half.
And the excitement has not subsided yet.
Yeah. We might still get to see two or three more dancer versus jet got jump balls.
37 seconds to play here. 29-22. It's a 7-point lead for Schoolcraft. And Lumen Christie looking to get the football back from what you'd expect to be a punt. And
I tell you what, I don't know if Hampton is Lumen's punt returner or not normally, but I'd take my chances the way he's run the ball back there, give him the ball in some open space.
It won't be him. It'll be Connor Fitzpatrick, and he'll set up there at about the 45. Punt coming away from the 15. It's up.
Oh.
It's high, nearly blocked, and it's going to bounce at the 50 and bounces kind of straight up, and then a couple of steps there to the 46. And 25 seconds on the clock here for Lumen Christie with the season on the line. A regional championship trophy for the packed trophy case back on Spring Harbor Road.
A great high school football game in 25 seconds. One team's going home super happy, and one team's just going home.
Ehlers out of the shotgun. Dancer's off to the right side. Ehlers looking for him immediately, and he puts it up in the air. Dancer turns, couldn't find the football. It was out there where he could have gotten to it and would have gotten to it with momentum to get out of bounds and stop the clock. The incomplete pass stops it with 19 seconds. 29-22, 7-point lead for Schoolcraft. Lumen Christie's last chances upcoming here out of the huddle. Titans come up to the line. Dancer again split out to the right. Ehlers in the shotgun. Back to throw. And he puts everything he's got on one out to Dancer. And it is knocked down by Jake Olvitt. Little jockeying for space over there, but nothing I would say merited a penalty flag.
With 13 seconds, if you're Lumen, and I don't know what play you have, but if you can even, you know, just try to get 15 yards here and then at least make this jump ball situation in the end zone, give Dancer a chance. I don't think Allers has the arm to get it there from here. So Schoolcraft could drop seven guys back if they don't pick up some.
Allers rolling out. He's got a man on the flat and nearly picked off by Tag Gott. And incomplete. Fourth down, 7 seconds. When you're playing quarterback in the backyard, fourth down, 7 seconds, game on the line. This is the play. This is the scenario.
Fortunately, in the backyard, you have the Nerf ball that you can launch 45 yards. I don't think on a cold day, Allers has the arm strength to get one to the end zone. They're going to have to, I don't know, maybe they have some kind of lateral plays here.
Hook and ladder.
Yeah.
Four wideouts. Ehlers back to pass. Hands it off to Nick Wilson. And he's got some room, gets a big block. That's going to get a flag. I think they can call it a block to the back. But the time runs out. He's tackled, and the game is over. And our final here, 29-22, Schoolcraft defeats Lumen Christie. We do have to wait and find out what the flag is here, I guess, as the officials usher the celebrating Schoolcraft players off the field. But I expect it's going to be against Lumen on the block. And you can see the Schoolcraft team declining. And now the Eagles come back out again triumphantly. 29-22. And Lumen Christie will end this season 5-5. District champions. And this is one of those games where you say it's a shame anyone had to lose. They both played so well, and it was so fun to watch. But Schoolcraft will move on here in Division 7 with a meeting with New Lothrop or Detroit Loyola on the schedule for a week from now. Right, we got to watch. This is the most Lumen Christie football I've seen in any season, especially since a lot of times I was watching other teams play while Lumen was playing. But it's a fun program to watch, and you really it's fun to watch a team as well coached as Lumen Christie is, and we get that from time to time throughout the area, but never to this extent, and really not knowing what to expect from Lumen Christie after the way their season started out. I think this team lived up to the Lumen Christie tradition, and really were a tough team to beat for anybody they played, even in the losses that they did have to overcome this year.
Yeah, I agree, Steve. And you know, I don't know. Lumen Christie has so many state titles, even recently, and so I don't. You know, the bar is set just so unbelievably high.
Yeah.
And some people might feel, boy, if we don't win a state title, it's we didn't meet our goal. But
right.
But these kids, like you said, what you have to go through in the year 2020, all the breaks. They had a lot of injuries this year. I don't think they were ever at full strength.
Yeah.
Today might have been as close as they've been.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely nothing to hang ahead. And, boy, today it's a shame that more fans couldn't be here because they'd have been treated to. This is one of the better high school football games I've seen in the last few years. Just
yep.
A great game, good, well-contested, both teams playing well. A lot of fun.
Two good programs, and you couldn't ask for a better venue. The field's in outstanding condition. The seating, the facilities here are top-notch for any high school stuff that you're going to find. And so, yeah, a shame that more people couldn't be here, but the ones that did make it were treated to a heck of a game. And we'll take a 3-minute break here on the post game, and we'll come back. We'll name our Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game coming up. We'll recap what we need to recap from the game, and I don't know, maybe a little look back at the whole season in general. But again, our final here at Portage Central High School, McCamley Field. It's Schoolcraft 29, Lumen Christie 22. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM. Seaboyle Brian Haynes, the final here. Schoolcraft ending the season for the Titans, and it 29-22. Brian, we were talking about it during the break, but a really, really good sportsmanship in this game today from both teams. Schoolcraft, you could see with players helping other players get up, and at the end of the game, the Schoolcraft players, you know, giving kind of a pat on the back to the Titans players. And we've been through a few games where the players get chippy at the end when it kind of feels like it's over, and today, nothing like that. Really classy team. The fans, as you mentioned, a lot of noise for a small size, and also they seem to be pretty good sports. They had one problem with the pass interference call that they were kind of after the officials, but really just overall exactly what you would hope for if you're going to play high school football during a tough, tumultuous time, to have it be a game like we saw today.
Yeah, I didn't see either side, Lumen, Schoolcraft, nobody doing all the silly extracurricular things and, you yep. know, getting chippy and just costing your team penalty yardage, both well-disciplined coach teams,
right.
Which is what we expected.
Even no like taunting or standing over anybody after you hit them. Just guys playing hard and playing very hard. Like, just a treat to get to be here, and it's one of the best thing. It's some way to hold on to that nostalgia of remembering when I was in school watching games, and so that gets to just continue. And I look forward to when we have marching bands and cheerleaders and all that stuff again too. But for now, we take what we can get. And today was a treat. We started the game. Of course, we went through, as you mentioned, about 23 minutes and 51 seconds without a score. And Schoolcraft got on the board first at the end of the first half, and it was 6-0. At the half, and then coming out of halftime, Lumen Christie with the football. The kickoff goes to Nick Wilson, and on the run, he loses the football. Schoolcraft recovers inside of the 25-yard line, and they take it in for a score, and they put it. And the 2-point try is good. They go 14-0, and that's when we started to wonder if Lumen had enough offense fast enough to overcome that deficit. And the next play from scrimmage, Basil Hampton goes 65 yards to pay dirt, and Lumen gets on the board. Then a longer drive after that, and they tie the game at 14. And then Schoolcraft comes down and answers. Lumen answers back. And in that time, an 80-yarder by Basil Hampton. And with a two-point try, it puts them ahead 22-21. Schoolcraft would score again and complete the two-point conversion to get us to our final margin, 29-22. Let's take another three-minute break, and we'll come back and wrap up the day. And again, our Schlenker Subshot player of the game will be determined at that point. So one more check-in here from Portage Central High School, where the Titans fall to the Schoolcraft Eagles 29-22 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, again, our final today, 29-22, and Schoolcraft defeats Lumen Christi, and the Titans finish the season 5-5. Our Schlenker Sandwich Shop player of the game tonight, Basil Hampton, who passed the 100-yard mark on just two carries, and, of course, had a plethora of other runs, too. Was the most impressive player on the field of anyone all day today, really, with those two big runs, and also made some defensive plays. But Lumen has a slew of good players that will, some of them will, that will be back. Folks like Colin Morrow will be back. Teddy Ehlers at quarterback is just a junior, and Ralph Golden just a sophomore, and he had a big stretch there in the first half of defensive, outstanding defensive plays. Another junior out there, Chunky Willis, will be back again. So Lumen's got some solid pieces that will return for next year's team as they'll look to get back on track and put themselves back in the hunt for another state title.
Yeah, and those two big Hampton runs, and as well as some other tough running, definitely deserve him our Schlenker's player of the game. But you also like to maybe give a little mention on the defensive end. We call Brody Dalton a lot of times. Brody in a lot of tackles and definitely anchoring that Titan D. So, but, yep, no problem with player of the game going to Hampton today.
Yeah, but always we want to give a – if they're not going to be in the player of the game conversation – those defensive offensive linemen, a lot of stuff. Nothing really good happens if they don't play well, and they definitely, particularly the 80-yard run for Basil Hampton, coming right towards us. You could just see that massive hole open up for him to run through on that play, and of course he did the rest. But yeah, good job by the Lumen Christi offensive defensive line. The coaching really does shine through there. They're disciplined, and as much as early on, the false start penalties hurt them in the first half. Not as much in the second half. They kind of took that out of. Not that there weren't other penalty flags, yeah. But
no, you're right. The rust kind of wore off, and they kind of got back in the groove in the second half a lot cleaner.
Yeah. So thanks to Keith Richards, our executive producer, today and all year long. Assist by Scott Clough, Josh Ankrell. And I think that's it. Any final thoughts on the year, Brian? I don't know that we'll be broadcasting again for a football game.
Yeah, I know. You know, I for one time might say that I'm a little speechless when you just say final thoughts on the year.
Yeah.
I mean, for one, that feels like forever ago as far as our football coverage for the year. But you know what? Just hats off to everybody that made things happen, you know, at the different venues. I mean, and there are just challenges all over with the athletic directors and what you had to do just to pull a game off, and the players trying to stay safe and but yet still be high school kids. You know, just it'll be nice to get back next year when things kind of, we'll say, go back to normal.
Hopefully,
we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, you're right. You know, people managed to get through it, as we all do. So, Steve, I had fun with you again.
Always a blast and a pleasure. And we'll enjoy the rest of our Saturday and make sure that we get our radios tuned in to K105.3 so we can hear the matchup with Constantine, and wish the Cardinals good luck so we can keep one Jackson area team alive here in this 2020 fall sports postseason. Again, for Keith Richards back in the studio, I'm Steve, and for Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you when that high school hoop season gets started, whenever that may be, here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.